I'm just going to be sitting down. That's okay.
Perfect.
And I also I apologize in advance. Kind of running in the red today, and it's the Pulp Fiction. Like I'm a race car in the red. And I say that as a white dude. Like I can't even imagine what other people, especially women, are feeling at this moment today. And I also like to preface what I'm about to say with the admission that I am not an economist. I would also like to say that I am not an astrologist. And along those lines, like I just haven't studied astrology enough to tell all of you what of one personality type you all are and exactly what's going to happen to you today based on where the planets and stars were when you were born. And if I have offended some people who believe in astrology out there, I'm sorry. What you believe in is a pseudoscience that doesn't reflect reality. And if I've offended some economists out there just now by suggesting that economics is a pseudoscience built on mythologies, then I also apologize to you if I've offended you. Here's something that offends me. Building a science on top of myths. Here's a myth that economics is built on top of. The myth that every human is selfish. That is a myth. Humanity is where we are today because we are collaborative species. It's amazing where we are today because of our inherent social nature and desire to work together. So to assume that we are all selfish is just bullshit. Here's another thing. Another thing that isn't real. Money isn't real. We invented money as a species, just like we invented inches and points. There is no limit to the amount of money that we have to do stuff with. What matters is human life, human rights, and resources. What matters is what can we do with the resources we have, the technology we have, the knowledge that we've collectively created to actually utilize resources to the best effect. So that's what I want people to walk away with today too, is that like money isn't real. Now there's a South Park episode that I really love that kind of makes fun of this, and I think reveals a good truth too. It's the Pinewood Derby episode of South Park. For those who aren't familiar with this episode, an alien is escaping like the space cops and lands in the South Park, and he's got a bunch of space bucks in his UFO, and the town ends up using the space bucks, and it's funny, like, Earth basically suddenly gets richer because they've got all these space bucks. And it's like the joke is Mexico suddenly feels, you know, richer, so they build a bunch of like water parks and hospitals. They just suddenly created all these things because they got more space bucks. And so that's really kind of how I look at the economy too, in general, in money in general. Yeah, whenever someone says something like, do we have enough money to pay for basic income? Do we have enough money to end poverty? And the question is really, do we have enough space bucks? Like, it doesn't really exist. It's a bad question. The question is, do we have enough resources for everyone to have enough to meet their basic needs? Do we have enough food? Do we have enough housing? Do we have enough clothing? Do we have enough electricity? Like, these are the kinds of things that we need to be asking. And of course, the answer is yes. Of course. Of course we have enough. What we don't have enough of is the collective willpower to do it. And so that's what when I think of macroeconomics, I also just kind of want to zoom out and really look at the big picture. And I kind of look at it from this perspective of like a Martian and how like humans are running around deciding that other humans don't deserve enough food. Why? And this belief that you can only earn income if you prove yourself having done enough work to earn what you need to live. Which is funny, like we're the only species on Earth that has to pay to live because we invented money. And we decided that only some people deserve money and other people don't unless. And I think that unless is a question that we should question that, unless. It's a matter of human rights that people have enough to live if you're going to lock up all the resources and require keys called money in order to access it. So with that said, too, I want to just talk for just a bit about what we just did during the pandemic. It was amazing to watch where things went south very quickly, and the government magically came up with trillions of dollars and just gave it to us. What did we use it for? Well, we used it for our basic needs. You know, suddenly we had miles-long lines for food banks, and all the grocery stores were full. They still had food. So we got money to buy stuff from the stores. We got money to actually pay the rent. We got money to be more in control of our own lives. And, we didn't tax first in order to do it. We didn't borrow first in order to do it. We just did it. It was amazing to watch the stimulus check, like the bills, be signed. And, we just did it. And that's really what we're facing. Like, people will argue, that caused so much inflation. Like, oh my gosh, can't do this. Cause inflation. And, first of all, economists out there are debating how much of inflation it was responsible for. And, but again, I want to focus back on resources because that's really what inflation is about. It's about the imbalance between supply and demand, that if supply falls below demand, then you're going to have shortages. Prices are going to rise. And now that's how the signaling system works. So then people can argue, oh, no. People have too much money. We need to figure out a way to reduce the amount of spending people are doing. It's a problem. A real problem that people have money to spend. So we need to figure that out. But if you think about it in terms of resources, then it just becomes more clear what the problem is. You know, if we're in a situation, we're inside of a pandemic. Over 1 million Americans are dead. And the live ones who survived are complaining about inflation. Oil prices are way up. Putin just invaded Ukraine. And so, of course, an impact of that is the what the rest of the world reacted to that. We said, well, we're not going to buy your oil anymore. And Ukraine was going to sell oil. They're also making a bunch of grain. Again, we are a global economy. We're a collaborative global species. And there's inflation all over the world because of the impacts of a pandemic and a war on our resource allocation ability to meet demand with supply. So keeping it real as far as what we can actually do, I think is vitally important in keeping it in terms of money not being real. Of course, we can just do money. The question is, how do we organize society so that we all have enough food and basic needs met, dignity, security, stability, that we recognize each other's right to exist, and then we build our economy around that. Like, how crazy is it that we have an economy built on the assumption that unpaid work doesn't count as work, that care labor doesn't count unless two care workers pay each other to watch their kids or their family members? Then that counts to the economy. That increases GDP. So, of course, we need to recognize unpaid work, volunteer work. We need to recognize everything that we can accomplish and want to accomplish as work. We need to stop prohibiting people from doing what they want to do. We need to create a system that actually doesn't involve poverty wages and create a situation where people will actually work for pennies, because pennies is better than nothing. So, yeah, like, the big question is, do we have the willpower to actually recognize our inherent dignity and rights as members of the same species? We're all in this together. We have division of labor, where everything that we have is created because of each other, and all of it is possible because of all of our ancestors, that whose shoulders we exist on top of, whose body of knowledge we utilize today. And where do we go from here? How do we turn things around? I just firmly believe that basic income is just absolutely vital to turning our species around and actually achieving everything that we have the potential to achieve, that we are actively preventing ourselves from achieving, as long as we withhold access to basic resources from each other. Thanks.